cross so that anyone and everyone who believes in him can have new life and enter into an eternal fellowship with God. He did it simply because he loves you. So why not make the decision for him today? Talk to him. He's listening.
It's a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Government disperses over 11 million kwacha to Itesh farmers. PF leader tug of war deepens as Chawinga moves to shut down secretariat. South Sudan leader fires vice president. And in sports news, Kangwanda delights in Chipolopolo recall. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The government has announced a comprehensive package of supplementary pension reforms aimed at improving access to lump sum benefits while safeguarding the long-term sustainability of the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, and ensuring income security for retirees. These measures follows a private member's motion moved by Kachivia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda, calling for reforms that gives contribution the option to access a portion of their savings as a lump sum upon retirement. Speaking when delivering a statement in Parliament, Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Mwika Tambatamba MP says the reforms are designed to give members more flexibility and choice at retirement, while without undermining the monthly pensions that protects retirees from poverty in old age. Ms. Tambatamba has reaffirmed that the reforms align with International Labour Organization ILO Convention 102, which supports regulated lump sum option while protecting retirees' monthly income. She has added that government will undertake nationwide consultations before submitting the reform to the Tripartite Consultative Labour Council, TCLC, and Cabinet for approval. The Ministry of Information has officially launched the SADC Regional Media Award 2025. Speaking at the launch, Ministry Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana, in a speech led on his behalf by Director Bernard Domingo, has noted with concern the low participation of Zambians journalists in the award, especially from the private sector. Mr. Kawana has since directed the Department of Press and Media Development, working with the SADC Media Award National Settlement Committee, to come up with strategies to encourage journalists, especially in other parts of the country, to take part in the competition. He has stated that the purpose of the award is to build regional integration and cooperation among the people of the SADC region and to encourage SADC nationals to further boost intra-Africa trade through greater marketing integration, cross-border infrastructure development and policy coordination.
In a world filled with information overload, the significance of our own stories should not be overlooked, especially those that contribute positively towards the achieving of regional integration, cooperation among the people in the SADC region. Regional integration, ladies and gentlemen, and telling our own stories were among the key reasons for establishment of SADC Awards. This was already a decision by the Council of Ministers in 1996 to recognize the Media Week. As you may be aware, there are various policies, strategies and programs in place that are geared towards strengthening SADC regional integration. These initiatives are essential in promoting economic growth, industrialization, cross-border cooperation.
And SADC Media Awards Deputy Chairperson Mundia Mushoke has encouraged journalists to take interest in the SADC Media Award as their stories matter, further noting that through the power of the media, Africa can build the SADC it wants.
They are one thing together. 16 countries across the region, each contributing through their journalists to tell the tragic stories of progress, challenges, innovation, and the enduring spirit of unity. For us here in Zambia, participating in these awards has been both encouraging and inspiring. The media plays a vital role in shaping public understanding of regional integration and development. I therefore call upon all Zambian journalists from Lusaka to Mongu, from Kasama to Livingstone, to take keen interest in the SADC Media Awards.
Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAZ, Copper Belt Invisit CBU chapter has advised adolescents on the Copper Belt and across the country to take the advantage of online business opportunities in their respective provinces and end the culture of dependence on men. Chapter leader John Anchimunya says in an interview that while leading an example as agent of change in HIV preservation, the organization is also determined to see to it that young women are adequately equipped with knowledge where online businesses is concerned. Ms. Chimunya says it is important that female adolescents take key interest in checking from time to time the kind of life-changing businesses opportunities that are shared online and also realize that they can make it on their own without depending on others. She added that it is high time female adolescents paid attention on how they can make money through the use of social media.
Because you'd find certain opportunities are posted on social media, but you'd find somebody doesn't come across them because the way these online platforms are is that they give you information according to what you like the most. So most of these girls will be following celebrities and all that, and that's what's going to be appearing on their FIP. If there is no balance, they will keep missing these opportunities because what they are not appearing in their online browsing page, they are not appearing. So if they really know how to use social media, it would also make things easier because they would learn digital marketing, they would learn a lot of things because there are so many short courses that are posted online, but they are missing them because they do not understand how to use social media or how social media works. That's another challenge we actually facing.
Expelled Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga has secured a court injunction ordering the immediate closure of the Patriotic Secretariat until further notice. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Chavinga reaffirmed that he remains the legitimate acting president for the Patriotic Front, insisting there is only one recognized leadership of the former ruling party that he leads. According to the Kawe High Court order, the injunction restrains PF members, including Acting Secretary General Brenda Nyerenda, from holding meetings, press briefings, or using NPF materials and letterheads until the matter is fully determined in court. The court has since set the 3rd of December 2025 as the date for the inter-party hearing. Mr. Chavinga has also warned that no party meetings or convictions should be held anywhere in the country without his authority or that of the PF Secretary General Morgan Monga, branding the trial group planned general conference as illegal. He has further urged members who paid participation fee for the upcoming conference to request refund, describing the ongoing participation as ill and void. Meanwhile, Mr. Chavinga has criticized some PF members for pushing ahead with convention plans before the burial of former President Edgar Chagwalungu, saying their actions are insensitive and disrespectful. In other development, aspiring presidential candidate for Patriotic Front, Chanda Katumbwa, has declared his intentions to contest the upcoming Zambia presidential elections, promising to focus on improving citizens' welfare and providing practical, real-time solutions to the country's challenges. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Katumbwa says his vision is to ensure that every Zambian understands the state of the national welfare and participants actively in national development. Mr. Katumbwa says in his mission is to uplift the lives of every citizen by addressing challenges as they arise and creating transparent communication between the government and the people. He further says his leadership would build on the legacy of late President Michael Chirufya-Sata and former President Edgar Chagwalungu, who made significant contribution to the Zambia's development.
and we know the vision of the late, you know, Michael Chilofasata, which vision the late Lungu, you know, built on, which vision I want to build on. So I want